Wisconsin's redistricting plan is tied up in both federal and state court now, with Democrats and Republicans arguing about its fairness and its timing. Barry Burden says there's a way to prevent this costly bickering before the next redistricting battle 10 years from now.
I would favor taking control away from the legislature and the governor for redistricting, giving it to a professional, nonpartisan body, professional permanent staff, removed as far as possible from political influence.
Burden says that approach has worked in Iowa since the 1980s, where there have been no redistricting lawsuits since the State Legislative Service Bureau was given the task of drawing the new voting district lines after each national census. Democratic State Senator Tim Cullen agrees. He's working on a plan now with Republican Senator Dale Schultz, but he says it doesn't make sense to try to pass it until after the 2012 election cycle.
We're first of all trying to fight the fight that we should take it out of the legislature. The next two-year session is maybe the ripest time to do it. It's not going to happen this spring. We got to get people to believe that this is the right thing to do. It's hard to imagine we could settle on a system worse than the current one.
Supporters of reforming the system say the current approach allows the party in power to draw lines that favor their candidates and often ignore traditional neighborhood, city, and county boundaries. They say legislators will be more likely to support a change in an off-election year well before the next census in 2020. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.